KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies, still 32 degrees in Atlantic. We look pretty cloudy this morning with occasional fog, freezing drizzle or drizzle, changing to light snow, and a high of 35. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. The Atlantic Police Department on Monday released a report on accidents and arrests. As we told you last Friday, an accident at 2nd Street in Sunnyside Lane took place around 4 p.m. that day. Officials say a vehicle driven by Addison McAtee of Minden was traveling north on Sunnyside Lane and stopped before pulling out onto 2nd Street or Highway 83. Her vehicle was struck by an eastbound truck driven by Colby Folk of Atlantic. Folk suffered non-life-threatening injuries and was transported to the Cass County Hospital by medevac. He was subsequently cited for failure to show proof of insurance. Damage from the collision amounted to $8,000. On March 28th, vehicles driven by Halsey Bailey and Essex Mullins, both of Atlantic, collided at 14th and Plum Streets as both vehicles were traveling eastbound on 14th. The accident happened around 8 a.m. and officials say Bailey's vehicle was stopped for traffic and was rear-ended by the Mullins vehicle. No injuries were reported. Mullins was cited for failure to show proof of insurance. The damage from that collision amounted to $1,500. At about the same time and location, vehicles driven by John McConkie and Scott Inken, both of Atlantic, were traveling east on 14th and approaching the Plum Street stop sign. When Inken stopped in traffic, his vehicle was struck from behind by the McConkie vehicle. McConkie told police he had the sun in his eyes and couldn't see to stop in time. No injuries were reported. Damage amounted to $9,500. And an accident March 24th at 9th and Chestnut Street here in Atlantic caused $2,000 damage, but no one was hurt. The APD said a vehicle driven by Anthony Beligio of Atlantic was eastbound on 9th Street at a stop sign. A vehicle driven by Halsey Bailey of Atlantic was northbound on Chestnut. When Beligio failed to stop, or rather to yield from the stop sign, the vehicles collided. He was cited for failure to yield. And as for arrests, 31-year-old Tony Mack of Atlantic was arrested March 27th for violation of a no-contact order. On March 30th, Alan Van Arnum of Atlantic was arrested on 2 counts of disorderly conduct and 2 counts of criminal mischief in the fifth degree. On April 1st, Atlantic police arrested 39-year-old Sergio Ramos of Atlantic for domestic abuse assault with injuries. Each of the suspects arrested were booked into the Cass County Jail. Audubon Police Chief Matt Starmer said yesterday 21-year-old Brandon William Henderson of Audubon had been arrested Saturday for public intoxication and trespassing. Henderson was transported to the Audubon County Jail and held on a $1,000 cash bond. And on March 22nd, 34-year-old Ryan Mark Beinson of Audubon was arrested for violation of a no-contact order. Beinson was transported to the Audubon County Jail and held until appearing before a magistrate. The Creston Police Department reports today a resident of the 300 block of North Walnut Street in Creston had told authorities Monday that sometime between 11 p.m. Sunday and 8 a.m. Monday, someone stole her push lawnmower from outside of her residence. The mower was valued at $50. Police with the Red Oak Police Department, with assistance from Montgomery County Sheriff's deputies, arrested 20-year-old Austin Michael Shoup at around 7 p.m. Monday. Shoup, who's from Red Oak, was taken into custody for driving while suspended with 8 withdrawals in effect. He was brought to Montgomery County Jail and held on a little more than $566 bond. 10 Iowa youth organizations will receive funding from the Iowa's Center for Agricultural Safety and Health, or ICASH, and that'll be for a farm safety project. Since 1999, ICASH has designated funds for Iowa youth groups to promote farm safety awareness in their local communities. The grants are awarded to the proposals that show the highest involvement by youth in the planning and carrying out the project. Among this year's grant recipients locally is the Shelby County 4-H Youth Council and the Ida County Farm Bureau. Since 1999, ICASH has awarded 155 grants, investing more than $140,000 in youth safety projects. According to ICASH Director Brandy Jensen, this year was especially competitive. She said that we were pleased to have 19 applicants. It's exciting to have such interest in the grants, and that I just wish we would fund more projects, or we could fund more projects, it is. 10 groups received $500 to carry out their project. Several of the projects are farm safety days that will teach elementary students about electrical hazards, livestock safety, chemical safety, ATVs, and other topics related to rural safety and health. In Shelby County, members of the 4-H County Youth Council will present Farm Safety Day in June on the prevention and treatment of animal bites and insect stings. All youth participants will receive a first aid kit. A video of the presentation will be made available to the Shelby County Extension and Outreach website. Youth groups ranging from 4-H to FFA to County Farm Bureau groups were represented. And at the end of the season, grant applicants will submit a final evaluation that will again be judged by a grant selection committee. One group will be awarded the Outstanding Youth Grant Award, which carries another $500 in funding, along with a trip to the Midwest Rural and Agricultural Safety and Health Conference in Council Bluffs later this November. For more information, go to www.i-cash.org. Officials at the East Pottawatomie County Extension Service said Monday the Pott County Fair is now accepting applications for the 2018 Pottawatomie County Fair Queen and Junior Fair Queen. All area youth ages 13 to 15 who are an active member of a service organization in the community may compete for Junior Fair Queen. All area youth ages 16 to 21 who are an active member of a service organization in the community may compete for Fair Queen. The 2018 Pottawatomie County Fair Queen and Junior Fair Queen will be crowned during Family Night at the Pott County Fair in Avoca on Thursday, July 19th. The crowned 2018 Fair Queen will represent East Pottawatomie County at the Iowa State Fair in Des Moines in August to compete for the 2018 State Fair Queen contest. All candidates must have completed an application, which can be found at the website for which there is a link to under the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. And that site includes all the rules and expectations. All Queen candidates will go through an interview process with judges prior to crowning. Again, applications are due to the East Pottawatomie County Extension Office in Oakland by 5 p.m. on May the 15th. Elsewhere in state news, Governor Kim Reynolds has signed a legislation that supporters say will offer a cheaper option to Iowans who do not qualify for federal subsidies and cannot afford to buy health insurance.
Approximately 26,000 Iowans left the insurance market this year alone. These are farmers, these are small business owners, and their employees.
The Farm Bureau and associations representing groups of Iowa businesses will now be able to market health benefit arrangements that are not insurance and that do not comply with federal Affordable Care Act rules. For example, rates will be dramatically reduced if coverage pre-existing conditions like diabetes is not included. Reynolds said Iowa lawmakers are done waiting for Congress to act at the federal level to fix Obamacare.
I have to balance the needs of Iowans.
She held a bill signing event at her state house office Monday and invited two Iowans who may be able to buy these health benefits plans to speak. Rose Danaher, a Farm Bureau member who raises cattle on a farm just north of the Amana colonies.
I lost my health insurance last year when Iowa's marketplace collapsed. And as most of you have heard, those of us that lost our plans really only had one option remaining for health care coverage. I don't mind paying more than my fair share to help stabilize the marketplace, but there's no reason that a healthy 32-year-old should be paying more for health insurance than for her mortgage.
Josh Christ, an electrician who farms in the Tipton area, sees these new health benefit arrangements as another option to insurance.
I want to continue to grow my electrical business in Tipton, provide competitive benefits and pay to my employees, but the increased insurance costs are always a concern.
Christ says he and his wife, who have four daughters, are paying $24,000 this year for health care coverage for the family. The health benefit plans authorized by the new state law won't be sold until 2019. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating of Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.